Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on the system for winning. In this track, we're going to pick up where we left off in the last track. We set up there the two secrets for winning: definite purpose and having a system of continuous improvement. And as we led into, this is exactly where the system for winning came from: an end-to-end system baking in these two things. Defining what you want in a way that you can move towards it. And a process of continuous improvement where you just work it over and over again, constantly iterating, constantly getting better at the way that you go after it. In track one, we already talked at a high level about the system for winning. And in this track, we're just going to go a layer deeper, covering the five steps to the system again, and then unpacking how we're going to be covering it through this masterclass. As we talked about, and you see it in the book, there are five steps to the system for winning. Step one, define it. And the trick to define it is defining your goals in such a way that you're already moving towards them. And by this, I mean defining your goals as a process. Two, getting it. Getting it is the intelligence behind the system. This is where you collect as much intel as you can on what it really takes for you to win, to really drive your definite purpose. Step three, plan it. But plan it in a certain type of way, not a detailed two-year plan, an iterative process that's easy for you to just keep executing on every day. Four, execute it. Here, consistent with the notion of plan it, is that plan it and execute it aren't these two discrete steps. This is a system of continuous improvement. You're constantly planning and executing in a cycle, planning what you're going to do, taking action, testing your results, iterating again, planning again, executing, testing. Over and over again, this is the absolute core of continuous improvement. Step five, getting skills. And this may be the most important step of all. What is more important to continuous improvement than continuously improving? Than getting the skills you need to win and continuously improving those skills, honing those skills. To keep iterating again, continuously improving, moving towards your definite purpose. So you see that the system for winning is an end-to-end system comprising the two secrets for winning: definite purpose, having clear intent, defining what you want in such a way that you can easily move towards it, and two, a system of continuous improvement that's designed to be worked over and over and over again all the way until you win. And now here's a nuance to this as well. When it's referred to as a system for doing what you want, it's not a system for getting what you want. It leads to that. But doing implies something different, that it's a journey. This is a system that enables you to take this journey of yours, to keep honing in on your goals, on your definite purpose, and to every day be on the journey of winning, be on the journey of doing what you want. Right, does that make sense? So it's not about when you do all of this and then you get to a point and now you've won. It's a highly systematic approach for you to be winning more every day, journeying, doing what you want. And it works this way because it builds in these two things we've been talking about: building definite purpose and your system of continuous improvement. Now, if you look deeper into the system, you also see two other ingredients in here that are germane to driving more winning. What are they? Right, the two secrets of winning: define what you want, have a process of continuous improvement. What are these other two parameters, though? Process and skills. You see that the first four steps of the system are about building rigorous process for defining what you want and moving towards it. The fifth step is skills. Because what does it really take to win? Process and skills. We're going to keep going deeper and deeper into these ideas as we work our way through the masterclass. So let's now talk about these individual steps and how we're going to do this together. If you've looked through the book, you see that Define It in itself is four steps and four chapters. And the reason is because this isn't easy in its own right. See, it's one thing for me to tell you that you need definite purpose, but there's another massive, massive problem that many of us face. We don't know what we want. And this is where all this work began for me. And reading thousands of books, I came across the same basic, pathetic advice. Really simple systems for setting goals. And really the presumption that you know what you want. See, nearly all books on personal development are flawed because they assume you know what you want. But if you don't know what you want, how do you define your goals in such a way that you're already moving towards it? This in itself is its own massive, massive, massive topic, and is also one where I have a separate masterclass. And so what we're doing in this masterclass is we're not going through Define It. We've included for you that entire masterclass